Well, what can I say? It's Monday, and if your hips don't lie either, or if you at least like them to move a little more like Shakira's, you're in luck, because in the studio with me right now for a special Monday morning interview, I'm about to get into a chat with the lovely Rushka Simeonato from Red Veil Studio, and dancing, hip-shaking, belly dancing in particular. That's the name of the game. And welcome, Rushka, to Radio Life and Style on a Monday morning. How are you today?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. All good. Very happy for the cooler weather.
Yeah, for sure. But look, it doesn't affect what happens in the studio, because it's hot stuff every day. And once you're grooving, it can be raining, snowing outside. Doesn't matter. It's just a whole heap of fun from what I've heard. But I want to find out about your journey into the world of dance and belly dancing in particular, because it's quite a special offering, hey? For those who might have tried their hand at other forms of dancing, once you've experienced belly dancing, from what I've been told, there's no going back.
Well, I'd like to think so. My journey started, I was five. I've done dancing since I was five. I've done everything modern, Spanish, ballet, and ballet trained. Came to the North Coast, met a teacher here, and since then, I haven't done anything really else that I wanted to do. And it was just a really fun class, but very out of my comfort zone, purely because it was so different from ballet. And everything is grounded and a lot more movement and shaking than I was used to. But it's been so much fun. And it's something that I really wanted to teach and teach women.
And so this is the thing. This is the focus, as I understand it. So your class is really designed to encourage your students to embrace their creativity, celebrate their roots, discover their confidence, and reconnect with femininity, hey?
Yes. So it is based in tradition. Egyptian tradition goes way back centuries, where it was actually made for women to learn about their bodies. It was a fertility dance, but now we have turned it, the Westerners took it out and turned it into something that was more fancy with bells and whistles. But I find women start very stiff in my class, and by the end of it, we just want to add on layers and layers, and we want to be the Shakira in the studio, as opposed to what you see in the TV. It builds a lot of confidence in my ladies. You don't hurt yourself, because it's so grounded, and it's all based on like floor work and rhythm and control and core work. So
great. So low impact in that
very
sense.
Very low impact, yeah.
That's so cool. And your following, because you have got a very devout following, people that have come to your studio, discovered it, and are now hooked. But what's the sort of average age that your class tends to attract?
So I have everything. I've taught everything from 12 to 65. My current age group is 18 to 52.
So it's quite a broad spectrum.
Huge spectrum, yeah.
That's really cool. And the fact that it is accessible
to everyone.
And quite specialized, because you would know when you first arrived here. It's not like it was being offered far and wide. You had to really.
So I didn't want to go to gym, and there was no ballet studio when I came here 20 years ago, whatever it was. Had my kids, and I wanted to do something different. So belly dancing for me is given down from teacher to student, and it was given to me to carry on. Like the flame or the torches that you give down in Olympics.
Yeah.
And it's something that I fell in love with, because I find that you become more feminine. There are so many options of veils and colors and sparkles and all the different pieces that you can use to make up a dance and feel beautiful. So for me, it was kind of being the chameleon that I wanted to be, with all the colors, and I could change and chop and change.
Yeah.
And you can be anything from sultry to quirky. It doesn't really matter. It lends itself to anything or anyone that you want to be in that particular given moment.
That's really special. And let's just find out about your classes and your offering at the FitPod, which is where you are based now in Belitza, the FitPod studio in the Lifestyle Center, the fantastic FitPod space. What can clients expect from your classes and your sessions?
So it's an hour class. I always start with a warm-up, and then we go into basics. I will teach you everything from isolations, hips, shoulders. We then go into putting them all together into dances. I teach everything from my starting point to the end of the lesson. I incorporate everything that I start with, so that at the end of the class, even if you pop in, you would have learned some sort of routine, even if it's 16 beats, but you would have been able to walk out their class saying, actually learned something. I can use it. If Shakira comes on again, for an example, in a club, I find my ladies tend to like do all the hand movements and all the hips. It comes out of nowhere, but it's so much fun to watch. So my class basically is just to get you moving, to kind of feel feminine again, and then take something away from it. Go out and like use it. It's so much fun.
That's awesome. And you know what? You're moving. You're probably having so much fun. You don't realize how much energy movement you're packing into an hour. But by the end, you've done a workout,
you've
right?
You've done a workout. So with the veil work, it's all arms. There's a lot of moving that around. It looks like, oh, it looks pretty. But if you do 45 minutes of veil work, I can tell you tomorrow you won't be able to lift your arms. If we do all the shimmies, which is all leg-based and core-based, I can tell you again, if you do 45, well, let's not do 45 minutes because you can't walk, but it is quite a workout. You do work up a sweat, and I do break it down because it also is learning a skill. It's not just getting on the dance floor. You have to learn the skill to make it look effortless.
That's the thing. That's the thing. And if you're listening to this right now, if this sounds like something that you would like to have a bash at, and you know, what have you got to lose, really? I mean, this could be the beginning of a whole new chapter for you. So what's the smartest way for clients, potential clients, to get in touch, to have a belly dancing experience, a little intro, or a sort of a first exposure? What's the best way?
So I have an Instagram page, which is Red Veil Belly Dance. It was named after my first veil, which was red. My cell phone number, I'm quite easy accessible on that. It's 0820500231. I answer all day and night, it doesn't really matter. That is the easiest way because I'm always on my phone for work, so I hardly miss messages. So
you're highly responsive, as Google would say.
Yes, and you're welcome to pop in for a pop-in session, a drop-in class, as I call it. See if you like it. I've got belts for everybody, jingle belts. I've got veils. You don't have to bring anything except yourselves, T-shirt, leggings, Bob's your uncle.
Amazing. And what day are you currently operating?
So I teach on a Wednesday evening at 6:15. I've done it for the moms that are finished feeding and for the ladies that need to come from work, from Shanga, etc. It's for an hour. And it's the only night at the moment that I have, so we kind of the class with what I need to.
Have you still got space?
I do have space. I'm trying to keep my classes smaller so that I can give everybody individual attention.
Okay.
But I do have space for a couple of more ladies. Happy to have you in the class, teach you something new. And should there be a need, I'm happy to add in the class. I do a lot of privates.
Really?
Funny enough. I do corporate functions. We do a lot of events. I'm training my daughter to do that part. So, yeah, you know, extra money for students.
This is cool, man. This is a growing story, a growing business. And what a awesome addition to the already exciting bouquet of options at FitPod. Red Veil Dance. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. Rushka could be your instructor. Get in touch. And all of the details, of course, on the FitPod page and the FitPod social media as well, fitpod.co.za, if you want to check out Red Veil Studio there, and the links to the contacts right through that portal. But Rushka, thanks for giving us just a quick little intro to this world that is obviously it's so vast and massive. The only way to really appreciate it is to actually give it a go and experience it, hey?
Well, FitPod gave us a space to actually showcase what we do, which has been amazing, especially through First Thursdays. We've had a lot of good response from that. But belly dancing is universal, so you have it from Middle Eastern to Western. We have a Belly Dance Day, actually, sometime during the year. I think it's in August, near Women's Day. And people come out. All the Durban studios get together. We have a Hafla, which is once a year, and we all kind of showcase what we do in different styles, and it is just an explosion of color.
That is so cool. Well, we'll have to connect again ahead of that and find out what your students have put together.
That'll be amazing.
Awesome stuff. But Rushka, thanks for catching up with us on a Monday. Wishing you a marvelous week ahead and a good class on Wednesday.
Thank you for having me.
You heard
have
it.
A good week. Bye.